Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Jeremiah 20:11. But the Lord is with me as mighty terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Thank you and welcome to the program. It's been 2 weeks since I've done it. Once I'm done with the program, basically, if you don't know, I'm getting married, I'm moving. So I'm doing that all day long. So welcome back to the program after a two-week hiatus. This week on the program, I'm going to discuss Bilderberg 2015 from Austria. Do you even know what that is? I'll explain. Also, the Duggar family, and just basic in general, because, you know, right now, the only issue we have in this country is transgender and, you know, gay marriage. That's the only issue I can find in this country, you know, even though we're not in debt because Obama took out $1.84 trillion or whatever he saved from the deficit. I have no idea. Who knows? I have friends that are telling me all this, sending me all these things about stuff like that. I'm like, really? Then why is the stuff at the grocery store, except for eggs, so expensive? Why is inflation happening? Why is stuff getting more expensive? Why is your grocery cart shrinking for the same price? Also, can you believe it? This Saturday against Cleveland, Justin Verlander's going to make his debut. About time. Wow. And then the NBA Finals. It's going to be crazy. That much more. So, thanks for joining me on this program that you're a part of, the conversation. What a couple weeks. Yeah, I think it's like 17 days till I get married. Yeah, so much going on. It's crazy. And of course, you know, because I have a full-time job. And when you're like short-handed like we are, because no one wants to work anymore, I quit. Yesterday was my last day. You know, all my mate bad church. Really? You know, I don't get it. Because there are people that really do want to work. And then there's people that just lazy. And it's not just one female, male, gender. It's everybody. You know. So. Wow. Yeah, it's just good, though. I mean, I think it's God preparing me for all the wonderful lives of marriage, but then it's preparing, well, and then he'd be preparing Andrew, too, and Berto, because there's two other guys at work that are getting married. But it's a good thing. Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of stuff delivered today, so I've got to be there and inspect everything, because as soon as they leave, but I wonder what you would do, like, with these furniture people if you sat there for, like, 5 hours inspecting every little last dovetail. You know what I mean? Would they sit there and wait on you? Because as soon as you approve it, then they leave. But is it, you know? Hey, buddy, we gotta do more deliveries. Well, excuse me, your thing here says that until I approve it, you know, as soon as I approve it, you know, I'm done. I haven't approved this yet. It doesn't say I have a time limit on the approval. You know, sure. So they're like, you know, can I say that I don't approve of this and I'll inspect it and then I'll call you saying yes, I approve it, that way you don't have to wait on me? Who knows? But yeah. The fun of moving and all this stuff, I don't know, just nuts. You know, like to, with electric and all these fees and everything now. I mean, pretty soon you're gonna have to have insurance for the insurance, have the insurance by the insurance, just to have insurance. I mean, because I've gotten things like where, well, you can have this insurance, and what this insurance does is if you can't pay your insurance, this will pay the premium. I'm like, I pay it in like every 6 months, so whatever. I don't know. It's just hilarious. Anything to get a buck out of you, I guess. You know, but don't worry, Obama will fix everything. He's taken $1.7 to $1.8 trillion off the debt. You know, I mean, I guess what I'm getting into here is I have people that literally act like, well, we were in the green. We didn't have any debt when Obama became president, you know, when George Bush became president. You know, like, all the debt acquired was because of George Bush. Like, Ronald Reagan didn't acquire any debt, you know. Bill Clinton didn't do anything, you know, none of them. You know, we acquired debt through George Bush Sr., then Bill Clinton got rid of all that debt, and then, you know, I mean, there was debt in this country when Bush took office. Barack Obama's piled on debt. Get over it. They're all the problem. And I said it like this. This is kind of how it is. Here's $20. Give everyone in the room $20, and you're going out to dinner. You can buy anything you want on the menu, but here's $20 to spend. And everyone just starts getting something. Well, we'll get this, and it's 19. It's under 20. And then some guy goes, well, you know what? I'm going to see if I can get that $22 steak. Buys it and gets out without putting in his extra $2. Well, someone notices, and then before you know it, you have a ton of people that did that. And then you find out, well, okay, we're like $200 short on our bill. That means some of you people got more than $20 worth of food and didn't pitch in your share. And then the people that eventually did not do that, okay, I got a $16 meal, but I'll put in money to help, even though I followed the rules. And that's what's going on, you know, with this whole government. They do little things that are, that's not too bad. And now it's like a mafia. It is. I mean, you think about it. I watched the documentation, and I've talked to some people, you know, off record about JFK and stuff, and one guy was like, well, you know something? He goes, there's really strong evidence from what I've been told and things I've seen that, well, you know, JFK was Catholic, and they were having people coming in left and right, you know, Marilyn Monroe, whatever. And he was having a fireside chat with her and was telling her what he was told about my thoughts about her plan and stuff. And she was going to go public and not shut up about it. And they ended up, that's why they believe she was killed. And same thing with Kennedy. He wanted all these answers about, you guessed it, you know, he wanted more. And when he pressed for this information, and they basically said, and he basically was stonewalled. And, well, guess what? He was killed. And then, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Babushka woman. There's a lady that's been spotted in all these videos and photographs and stuff of the Kennedy assassination. They've never found her. They don't know who she is. They don't have her film, nothing. They don't know if she worked with the government, if she didn't. And some people claim that she was working alongside the government or whatever. That's why she's never been seen. Because they don't want to know who, they don't want the truth to come out about who killed Kennedy. Same thing with, like, Biggie Smalls and you know, Tupac and all that, you know, like, well, he never goes out with, he didn't have a bulletproof vest and never went out without a bulletproof vest on, all these things that never had an autopsy done on this. A lot of people say they know who did it, and this would point to who did it, and that's why they don't, you know, so. But if Ben Carson did get elected, would he be able to really change anything? Because there's a lot of people who say that, like, the organization, like the Bilderberg Group, they control this country. They say, this is what you're going to do. Kennedy wanted to keep, wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve and wanted to keep stuff in this White House, you know, like currency with silver in it. Oh, bang, dead. I mean, I honestly could see him going after Ben Carson. You know, if he did get elected, if he tried to really change some of this stuff to make this country for the better, you know, really get rid of the Federal Reserve, you know, really cut spending, really, you know, try to change this criminal operation. You know, and take this gang from a gang to a legit organization. And some of the actual gangs you know of today, back in the day, they were community organizations. You know, so, and would he just be targeted? Because they can't, see, that's the problem the liberal media has. They can't find anything on him. And I see, and you heard me on this. Granted, it's the wrong person, but I said, you know what? They're going to try to find anything. They're going to try to blow up a parking ticket and make it look like it's a big deal. Anything to get Ben Carson. Well, they're doing traffic tickets, and they're going after Marco Rubio for traffic tickets he's had. All they can dig up on him. They don't have anything else, so we got to sit there. You know, but what you need to do is you need to get a Ben Carson to have him run in the Democratic Party, saying everything he's saying. And then, what would they do? Because he's a Democrat. You know? But that's just one of those things that, when you look into it, you know, would he really affect, because Kennedy tried to change things for the better, you know, trying to keep metal in the currency and all kinds of stuff like that, like valuable stuff. Mm-hmm. He demanded things and was killed. But in Austria, they're having the meeting of the Bilderberg Group, and usually that's done before the G7 summit, not after. And it is, they have released a list of the attendees and what they're going to talk about. And if you look up what they're going to talk about, it is almost pointless. It's so vague. They're not going to tell you what they're really going to talk about because, you know, because we're already at the technology level to where human intelligence, to where, you know, kids are getting to be stupid. You know, because they're not being taught how to write. They just text and type everything, which is not bad, but they're not, okay, here's a piece of paper, do math. You need to say, okay, up until this point, if you can't use a calculator. Do math in your head. You know, do stuff, think, you know. Pretty soon, you're going to just sit there and you're just going to sit next to your wife and just think, and she's going to read your mind and vice versa, and I'm going to speak. But Malcolm, a buddy of mine, he believes like I do that, okay, go back 700 years, all the way up to like 2000, you know, go back 700 years, back to like 1899, 1900. Technology really didn't grow that much. Didn't change. But guess what happened, folks? After the supposed rash of UFO in Roswell, New Mexico, a.k.a. the weather balloon, what happened? We have had a massive leap forward in technology. It's not a coincidence. It's not that we're not highly intelligent and we couldn't have done it on our own, but what? How did we make that leap so fast? Because there's a guy who goes, well, what, do you don't think that humans are smart enough and all this stuff? I'm like, said, what do you mean? And why didn't, from like, you know, 1400 or 1401, 1402, let's say the 1899, why wasn't there a technological, why didn't they increase their technologically sophistication like we have now? It's not until a supposed UFO crash. It's not really supposed that it was. You know, Jesse Marcel Jr., his dad, Sr., was able to identify everything they claimed it was. So, it was heresy, but that's my point. And one of the newbies at the Bilderberg Conference, one of the big newbies, is Regina Duggan. She's the CEO of Google. And they actually have a ingestible microchip. And one of the quotes in one of the papers was, get ready to microchip the entire human race. And it was a Google article. Because that's what they want to do. And you're just going to go to the airport and they're just going to wave a wand. What's this, Cisco? Welcome. You are okay to fly United Airlines. Welcome to Philadelphia International Airport. Hello, Kyle Wilcott. You are eligible to fly. And if you get pulled over, they just scan the thing over your body and they would tell you, okay, this guy's a felon. He won't be able to be disguised. That's what, and they're going to try to find some way to make it acceptable. Where it's like bubble gums and candy. And that's what they're going to do. Artificial intelligence, we believe, is a huge talking point of Bilderberg 2015. Because that's what they want. Bilderberg wants class warfare. Bottom line. They want civil unrest. They want to have some way to say, hey, we need to have government control. We need to have a one world government that controls. Period. There was, I think in 2008, a bunch of people were supposed to get with Barack Obama and Hillary, and they were going to be on this secluded place with this on this airplane, and they were going to be able to ask questions and all this stuff, and it was all said and done. Right before, Barack Obama and Hillary are not going to be able to make it, and yada, 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 and all this stuff going on. And where were they? They were in Virginia at the Bilderberg Conference. And I was listening to, and I said this before, but I was listening to Coast AM with George Norrie and Alex Jones, and were at the hotel, and they're like, as you can hear, the alarms are going off. They set the fire alarms off, and they were going to try to clean the fire in the hotel, and everyone had to be cleared out, and they were trying to clear out the hotel so that they could prepare it for the Bilderberg event and all the staff, and very interesting. Very interesting, you know. And at this 2015 conference, that's one of the big issues, is finding a way to get people to accept being microchipped, having an identifier on you. You know, finding a way to control you, basically own you. Finding a way, because one of the big things they're bringing up is eliminating, having one world currency, eliminating, and France already wanting to do this, to limit, like, the amount of euros you can spend, you know, like, in one transaction. It's not that you wouldn't have money to spend, but, like, any big transaction, like $1,000 or more, you would have to get government approval. And they may say, nope, sorry, we don't think you need a car. Okay, well, I don't have one. Yeah, we just don't think you need one. Sorry. Because they want to eliminate cash altogether. That's a big issue. Because if you can do that, you can't have an economic collapse. because then the government can just, okay, we're just going to continually issue money. And then they can say, okay, if they like somebody, they can, if they like your company, they can control your cash flow or not control it. They can earn, and they can have somebody successful if they want or not successful. And that's scary. I want to have currency. And there's talk that they're going to actually look into trying to toughen sanctions on people in the EU being able to have currency, have like gold and silver, precious metals. Because they won't, what they'll do is, you could, they would just make it to where you couldn't sell it, you know. It's like, if you have it, you got gold and silver, you can keep it, but you can't sell it, and, you know, and they would find a way to control you that way. And it's scary. Because there is evidence of them trying to have like a one world unified government. And there's, I've heard stories whether it's true or not, where people are actually, like where Obama's not president. He runs this country, but there are people above him, like Henry Kissinger, telling him what to do and what not to do. And one of the biggest things is they believe that Bilderberg, we believe, is supporting and backing Hillary Clinton. Jim Manassas is backing Hillary Clinton for 2016, and he's the same man who helped Obama win. And I think, though, I mean, because, I mean, think about this for a second, folks. Nothing was done about this computers when people tried to vote Republican and it came up all Democrat. Nothing was done. When there was 1,000 votes cast in this city and there's only 300 registered voters, nothing was done. Nothing. Why? It would have dragged on for months if it was a Republican. Why not? Why not with a... I'll just leave it at that. Why? Nothing was done. Some people believe it's the power broker elitist that said, nope, sorry, goodbye, it's not going to happen. Which I tend to agree. You know, like I said earlier in the program, what do you think's going to happen? You know, if Ben Carson would get elected, would he really be able to change anything? Would the people above him say, hey, this is what's going on? I think they'll do everything in their power to make sure that if we get a Republican in there, it's going to be a politics-as-usual Republican. It's basically and he'll probably get shipped off to Bilderberg and say, hey, this is what's going on. I know you want to try to do all this stuff, but, yeah, sorry. We're going towards a one-world government, da-da-da, and if he tried to stand up against it, he'd be killed, like Kennedy. And I think that's what happened. I think when Kennedy was kind of said, hey, yo, I know you want to do this and this, but, yeah. You're not in charge, buddy. I'm the president of the United States. You're not in charge. When he tried to say, hey, I'm in charge. Bye-bye. And it's in Austria, and there's a 10-kilometer barrier around it. And some of the InfoWars reporters, they've already been, like, harassed, and they've been going to the hotel where they're staying, trying to get any of the video to have and all this stuff and anything that they've recovered. This is the... like the police in Austria. So, yeah. And then, not many people are talking about the TTP, which is finalized to be the next pillar of global government. People want to have, and if a lot of these things go through that are out there that not many people are talking about, bye-bye. The whole agenda is to collapse the American economy so that when the American economy collapses, hey, we need to have, if we would have had no currency, this wouldn't happen. If the government controlled everything, this wouldn't happen. They're trying to get everything you do to be justified. They're trying to justify it. Well, if they can make this happen, they can justify it. Because man itself can't police itself, you know. We need to have the government Well, who's policing the government? Who's going to be policing the man that is going to try to control me? You know, who's policing Kim Jong-il? Who policed Kim Il-sung in North Korea? Who policed those people? Well, they just love to be... But that's what you're going to end up with. Because they have the ability... I mean, the problem is like a lot of things now. Okay, well, see this thing right here? I can have 20,000 of these made an hour by a robot to better specs than a human, and the human can do about 100 an hour. Why would you want a human doing it when you can get 20,000 an hour? You know, and they're going to try to phase in more and more things that they can have done by a robot. They'll do it. Because then that's going to start class warfare. Just scary. But, and it's stuff that's being talked about. It's not like it's a conspiracy. Whether it's allowed to happen or not, you know, that's a whole nother ballgame. And that's something you don't really hear any network talk about. Fox News, none of them. They don't talk about the Bilderberg Group. They don't talk about stuff like that because it's out there and it's legit. They just, you know, hope that they just want it to go under the rug. You know? When Hillary Clinton donates crap loads of money to New York Times, of course they're going to back her. I'd love to see someone like Ben Carson go, here's like $200 million. They'd probably take his money and still piss on him. But that's how it goes. You know, they need to get all these. But then it wouldn't, I believe it really wouldn't matter, because if you go from point A to point B, and if Ben Carson gets elected, I think I'm trying to change stuff, but like, I don't like the man, but like Jesse Ventura said, when he was governor, he was taken down in the basement. And okay, this guy spent how many millions on the campaign? You spent like $200,000. How'd you get elected? And who are you people? We don't have to say who you are. How'd you get elected? Who are you? We don't have to say who you are. I'm not talking. He refused. You know? And I think some things that went on when he was governor were like, wait a minute here. If that's going on as governor, I would hate to see what the president goes through, unless you're supportive of that. Unless you're supportive of Big Brother, One World Government, then I could see that happening. I can see, you know, you can support that, but if you're not into that type of thing, you know. But that's just me. You know, I support Ben Carson, but then I wonder if he got in, what would really change? What could he change? You know? As we move on, because, see, I'm actually talking about something else. Hard to believe that there's, you know, I mean, granted, all they want to talk about is thoughts on gay marriage and transgenders, you know, like there's a photo and it has like Bruce Jenner accepted it as transgender, and then it had all these NFL players on their knees praying, but these people are hated because they're Christian. And that's where this, you know, everyone wants you to be sensitive to a gay person, but when it comes to Christians, their rights, oh, you're going to diss a gay? Are you kidding me? So you're going to diss a Christian? That's what you're doing. You want me to accept their beliefs, but you don't want to accept my beliefs. Where's the irony there? I don't see it. And I've got brand new glasses and my prescription's up to date, so if I don't see it, it probably don't make sense. You know, because the issues with Duggars, was it a cover-up? That was 12 years ago. That is between the family. I think they're opening up a wound. And I really think if they wanted to, this could have come out. I know this information's been out there, so it had to have been somewhere, you know. They handled it the way they saw it best. You know, if my son was doing cocaine or heroin or whatever, if I had a son or daughter, I would want to try to handle it myself. I'm not going to sit there and let's get the police and let's get him busted and let's get him thrown in prison. No, I'd want to handle it myself. Let's try to get rehab. Let's try to do something. You know, and I think it's what they did. And what happened? We don't know what happened. All we know are stories. We weren't there. We weren't a fly on the wall. But, you know, there's me and my wife, I call her that, but, like, before we actually get married, we want to pray together. And there was a guy that wrote me, and he showed the picture where it went viral, where this Marine and his wife prayed before they got married. They made sure they couldn't see each other, but they held hands and they prayed. And it went viral, because one of the family members put it on Facebook, and it went viral. I'm like, he goes, isn't it sad that that's like front page news now? Like it's a new thing. Like, hello, I'm Walter Cronkite, and today's top story here on CBS News, husband and wife, right before they got married, backed into each other, held hands, and prayed. That's scary when that's like a big thing. Like, can you believe it? They actually pray. You know, like, let's get a camera, you know? Like, it's like the world's going to come to an end, you know, or something. I mean, I expect that kind of response when they have a photo of what they believe is Bigfoot that is unable to be discerned. Okay, if this is a guy in a suit, we know how tall this tree is. This tree is 9 foot. This tree is, let's say, 10 foot tall. We can tell that this figure is 9'6". It's either a guy in a costume, and he's the tallest human ever, or, you know, it's a hoax, or it's the real deal. You know, I expect that kind of response if you have a photo of the reigning hide-and-go-seek world champion, Bigfoot. Not two people praying before a wedding. Where is our country gone? Where has values gone? When they interview people on like an MRC TV, and it was in like, where was that? Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they're like, oh, we support Sharia law and yada yada and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, why don't you go back to Saudi Arabia or wherever you want to live where they support Sharia law? States are passing laws to ban Sharia law. They are. We don't want it. We're a free society. The only thing I did support with them is like they can leave a bunch of gold out while they pray to Mecca, because if you steal anything, your hand gets chopped off. But then again, you know, there's no real court system, okay? There's real courts. You know, unless you can prove 100%, even if you can prove 100%, they probably still. Sorry, you know, there really is no justice. You know, I could frame you for robbing, and then they'd say, okay. And if it got to it, I might get my hand. Well, if we can't tell, you're both getting your hand chopped off. You know? Because we don't know if he's lying about you stealing, then he stole. So we can't tell. So we'll just, and then if you're missing a limb, they know you're a thief, and they won't. You might spend your whole life trying to get your a reputation to try to get anyone to befriend you. That's about the, you know, it's like, if you don't want to, we're America. If you don't like what we stand for, go. I'm not going to go to France and try to change their policies. If I'm going to live in France, I'm going to say, hey, this is what I like, I support you. I'm not going to change. Like this post, it was so great, it goes, there are 71 Muslims in 17 countries, or 18 countries, or whatever, that want to change America. Well, there's 80 million Americans with guns that want to have a coloring contest. Your move. You know, you can say what you want about the coloring contest, but they have the legal right. This is freedom in America. You don't have that in another country. I love South Park. When they made fun of Jesus and did those skits, it was hilarious. When they did like the boxing match, Jesus versus Satan, and then Satan bet on Jesus, just hit me Jesus one time and he goes down. It was hilarious. Muslims would be furious about something like that if it was Muhammad. We're not in Sharia law. And then when I take these people that are involved in these color contests and stuff, and like, they need to face Sharia law. I'm like, we don't have that in this country. We never will. You know? And what's funny is all these people talk about gay marriage and transgenders and all this stuff. I'm like, well, gee, why don't you talk about ISIS? Because I may, as a Christian, you may not want to make a cake for someone that's gay, like a wedding cake. If you think that's the least of your worries, you're going to pray for someone to do that if this becomes Sharia law in this country, because they'll take and kill you if you're gay. They will hang you, if they'll stone you if you're gay or lesbian. None of these people, because I actually got into it with someone, I'm like, well, you know, because they think I'm anti-gay or whatever, because I'm like, so I support these places that say, hey, we don't want to serve, we don't want to make a wedding cake for a gay couple or whatever, or do a gay wedding, we don't want a kid. I support their right to do that. And so somebody went off and like, well, let me tell you something, buddy. That's going to be the least of your worries if ISIS has its way, because I don't see you saying anything negative against ISIS, but ISIS is the one that wants to kill and stone the gays. These people just want to refuse him service because it's against their religious beliefs. You claim tolerance, but you're the most intolerant. You know? And that's why I did a lot of the show on Bilderberg, you know, because in these power elites, because there's more going on here. There's ISIS. You know, here we go, the 75th interview on what Ted Cruz's view on gay marriage is. And what's funny is Ted Cruz could say something 20 years ago when they would take that as fact today, but Hillary Clinton says something yesterday, and well, it doesn't mean she believes that now. That was yesterday. You know, when she said a marriage is strictly between a man and a woman in like 2000 and was all this stuff, oh, you know, what, she can't change her mind? Well, a Republican couldn't, you know, because you would do this, if that was her, Ted Cruz that said that, you'd be like, well, wait a minute here, folks, you know, look at what he said in 2000. He's changed it, you know, what do you mean change his mind? That's what he said. Yeah, that was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whenever he said the comment, whenever it was, you know, basically. But that's the problem. The double standard that I get into week after week after week. It's like in motorsports when IndyCar split up and they had CART and all that. That didn't solve any problem. That made it worse. I thought it was worse. The divide in IndyCar didn't help anything. But I don't think we'll ever learn. You know, you marry who you marry, you know. You are who you are, you know. I just go to the grocery store and I see what stuff costs. And I'm like, and, you know, if you're lowering the deficit, the price of food and stuff will be going down, not up. The only thing I'm really excited about is the fact that a lot of these places now are getting rid of all their artificial ingredients. But then the stuff will cost 10 times more because, think about it, you know, what is Breyer's ice cream? Cream, milk, sugar, eggs, and vanilla, and it costs 5 times as much as something that has like 50 ingredients, half of them you can't pronounce. Guargum, polysorbonate, 80, nucleoglycerin, artificial 6 color, polysorbitic acid, phytomycin. Can't pronounce half this stuff on it, but it's really cheap. And the stuff that's milk, eggs, cream, butter, and sugar, and vanilla, well, that's 20 times more because you have to use real ingredients. Not something made in a laboratory. But it's good to see that, you know, pretty soon, I think you're going to get to a point where farmers are going to have to switch. Say, well, it's going to be harder and harder to get rid of GMOs. They're going to have to go to better products. You know? And I think, I guess the reason why, like this one lady said from Mercy for Animals when I was talking to her, she goes, you're never going to get everyone to be a vegetarian or vegan, but we want them to at least know where their food comes from. So, hey, I will eat meat, but I do not stand for the way those animals are treated. Amen. You know, I don't push people that way. I may try to get Melissa to eat mushrooms here or there just as a joke, but I know she won't, so. But it's just at least good to see stuff going on in that direction, you know. Because unlike the left, there is more to talk about than just gay marriage. Well, I think there is more to talk about. They just want to push this issue to try to, well, so what would happen if, and what happened is, you know, because the Bible doesn't tell you to be hateful. You know, it doesn't tell you to signal people out. But anywho, I just get so frustrated when it's like the secular, the state media, the controlled media just kind of harps on the same thing over and over and over again. It's been a while, but I said this on the program when Mitt Romney was secretly videotaped with that one comment about a certain percentage of Americans, and I was watching the, I can't even, it was on Lawrence O'Donnell's show on MSNBC, and he goes, all we have to do is show this video over and over and over and over and over again, and Obama's in for sure. I'm like, and that solves what problem? They just showed how moronically idiot they are on TV. Well, here's a bad comment that this person made, so all we have to do is play it over and over and over and over and over again. Really? Don't get it. Maybe I'm not supposed to. Because, you know, that's the big question I always get is, what's my opinion of? What should we do? And I'm like, you know, get rid of Bilderberg. There you go. There's my answer. Stop Bilderberg. How do you do that? How do you stop 100 million? Because everyone in there is billionaires and millionaires and 10 times over. And now we're going to move on a little bit. I was on I was on Netflix, and of course, almost anything I post, everyone always wants to know my opinion because they just, I don't know, I'm an opinionated guy, so hey, what can I say? And they have a Happy Valley documentary about the Jerry Sandusky. And someone's like, what's your opinion? What do you think? And all this, the documentary, I mean, everything from my thoughts on what happened to the documentary and all this. And I said, well, you tune into the program, you'll find out. When you see the documentary is really well done, really well presented, I can see if, as an outsider, being from Hoosier country, Boiler country, Notre Dame country, Ball State country, where you can see where it seems like, okay, Happy Valley equals football. Who cares about the kids? Football, football, football. Look at those administrators. You know, Joe Paterno did exactly what he was supposed to do. He told his higher in command, they did nothing. Like, well, we don't want to ruin this perfect program. You know, Joe Paterno was even quoted as saying that he probably wished he would have done more. But he did what he was told to do. Go to the superiors. That's what he did. And I, you know, and I really agree with their independent investigation where, okay, this guy had all these charities for kids, all these programs for kids, all these things supposed to be around kids. I've worked at places where there's something there, where it's called ghosts, spirits, haunted, whatever. And when you see, like, something that's on a table slide and fall off and there's no one there, you do everything in your mind to rationalize. If you're the only one there, because now it's a Bon Appetito, I was the only one in that place, and I know I heard my voice. I know someone called my name, and my brand new phone at the time is like an old flip phone. It's like 2002. It was fully charged, practically brand new, like less than a month old, and it went to zero. You try to rationalize, oh, no, that had to have been this person. But then when there's no one there, you know, and they're like, wait a minute. And in the process, I think that's what I think really happened. You know, hey, Joe Paterno might have seen stuff, but just like, I didn't see that. That's not what I saw. It's not what I saw. And vice versa. So, you know, and then when he finally put two and two together, that's when he went to the administration. And that's when they really didn't go any further with it because I don't think they wanted to ruin their program. The precious, because I guess there are some of the administrators that were fired where they're investigating, I guess they're on trial. In 2000, the documentary says 2015, they're waiting trial on charges to cover up and all this. And it is about the kids. First and foremost. Take it or leave it. You know? He did, but basically, in my opinion, when people crapped on Joe Paterno for doing what he just did what he was told to do, you know. Should he have gone to the police? Maybe. Maybe he should have. But he did. You open up the book, and he followed the book on what he's supposed to do if he saw something. He went to his superiors, and he went to the chain of command like he was supposed to. I believe anything he might have seen prior to him, he was trying to make sure, okay, he's around kids 24/7. He's doing all these programs for kids. He has all these things for troubled teens and all this. You know, how can you go and be that type of person doing all these programs for kids and teens and all that stuff? How can you tell me that all that stuff that went on, you're not just going to go that long without no one noticing unless you're really good at hiding it? And I think, you know, when the couple of things he saw, finally he started to put two and two together, and that's when he went to the administration, and bang. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know when he saw, what he saw, when it happened. Who knows? Only Joe Paterno knows what he saw when. Should he have done more? Probably, maybe, when the administration didn't really do anything, he probably should have went and went somewhere else. But would it have changed anything? I really don't know. You don't, You know, I sat there for years and like, well, maybe if I was with Kyle Jones at night, he might not be dead. I might be dead too right now. I might not have been alive. But I might also, he might not have died either. I might have stopped that. You know, well, if he would have made that few, if they would have counted that touchdown, which they negated, which when you look at the replay, he was in bounds, it was a touchdown, but they called him out of bounds. You know, if they, man, we would, no, because it would have changed the whole complexion of the game. You know, whether, if Joe Paterno would have went to the police or not, when nothing really happened, when he went through the chain of command, would it have changed anything? You know, we don't know. He did what he was told to do, go to his superiors. And that's what he did. Point blank. Enough. Is someone wanted to know my opinion, and that's, you know, I think he did. I think he probably himself even said, he should have done more, but think about that a little bit, you know. That's just my view, you know. But it was a great documentary. I highly recommend watching it. Now, can you believe it, folks? Saturday against Cleveland, Justin Verlander is going to finally start for Detroit. About time. We're third. We're 31-28 with a PCT .525. I mean, seriously, folks, we were looking, I'm like, okay, this is the Tigers here. Okay, Cabrera, get your ring size ready, baby. You know, Verlander, get your ring. This is the year. This is the year. You know, everything's falling into place for the Tigers. There's going to be a party at Comerica Park. What's, I don't know. They're close to 500. I just hope Justin Verlander brings a spark to the team or something. I don't know. They were so promising, and then the issue. I mean, not that like Kansas City or anything is that much better of a status. You know, they're 33-23. You know, or the Twins, they're 33-25. You know. Tigers are 31-28, you know, but still, I mean, they just look so promising in this. I think the Astros are in the AL West are one of the best teams, you know, at 34-26, but, you know, I think we'll have a decent season. I just don't, unless, I mean, granted, it's still early, I just don't know. I'm not as optimistic as I was. Now it's like, okay. Let me see. AL wild card spot. Let's hope. But you never know. Justin Verlander gets back in there. I have faith. I have faith in Verlander. You got to have faith in him because he ain't got too many more years left. You know, it takes a lot out of you playing baseball. I know because I was used to go to those carnivals and I'd see the people and I. You know, there's, you know, Will Clark of the Giants, and there's his 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And they're, you know, and the Cubs taking on the Dodgers with Fernando Valenzuela. You go to the little carnival, and you see them throw 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and you think you about rip your arm out of your socket, and it's like, 23! What? 24! 25! And dang, then you have appreciation for what they do, you know, when you're at the carnival, and you pay $3 just to throw a baseball in front of a radar machine. It's not like you, oh, but then if you have the highest, if you have like the fastest speed at the end of the day, and you're there, you get a prize. Well, even if you have the highest speed, the odds of you being there when they hand out the prize is slim to none, so they won't hand anything out, and if they do, it's probably something that costs them about 5 cents. Here's your blow-up guitar. Congratulations. You spend $4 to get this 10-cent inflatable guitar. All right. You know, but, wow. I thought I had more hope for Detroit Tigers than I do now. I think they'll end up in a good spot. I think they'll still make the playoffs. Just not as optimistic as I was like, okay, this is the year I'm getting my Detroit Tigers World Series shirt. But then again, all you have to do is just wait till they take on the NL, Well, I had confidence of them making it to the World Series. Winning it, that's a whole nother ballgame. But I love them, though. I think it's just nice to see Verlander get back there. I can dust off my Verlander shirt and put it on Saturday. Wear it with pride. What an NBA Finals, man. I almost turned it off. I'm like, man, they're up by 20. I'm like, I was talking to my girl last night. I'm like, it's all okay. I'll just watch the end of it. Why not? We won't win because we get within like 4 and then we just go back to like down by 6 or 8 and then get up to about, get within 4 and then we go back to 8 and just, the way I described it to my girl last night, this is the way I saw the game. When you looked at Notre Dame when they played Alabama, Trina, one of my good friends that's the receptionist at Dick Ellsworth, I got 90 seconds left, where I would go to my dentist and see Rachel Day. She's like, if Notre Dame played like they had all season, they probably wouldn't have won the game against Alabama. It would have been a really good game. It's like they had like in that one quarter more penalties than they had all season long. You know, if the Cavaliers were to play, Cleveland Cavaliers played decent. But if the Golden State Warriors had played like they had all season, I think it'd be a different, like, they were just like, which is my right hand? You told me to dribble with my hand. They just didn't know. I mean, what you need to do is you need to sit there, okay, for the first month of training, you need to have them all live in like a little small room, like place, and okay, you're gonna learn to wipe each other's butt. We're gonna do practice blindfolded. You're gonna practice playing basketball blindfolded. You're gonna know where your players are. You're gonna be able to pass the ball without seeing them, without knowing anything. So when you're out in the court, you know that when you go on the right side of the basket, you can pass behind your back. He's gonna get it and go in. I mean, there's so many times they went to go to commit and they were not committing. So that's pretty much all. I think it's going to go 6 or 7 games. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. God bless you all and have a great day. Until next week, goodbye.